Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 24 regarding Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Williams. Tracy Williams is a 61-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 9-12-18. Period. She was seated in a pedestal-type chair and fell backwards from it. But as a result, she believes she injured her neck and back and went to virtual emergency room afterwards, period. With this and further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be cervical and lumbar spondylitis. Period. She did undergo surgery on her neck on 8-20-20 and completed a course of active treatment in September 2021. Period. New paragraph. As per the records, scratch that. As per the claim petition provided, Ms. Williams alleged the chair slipped while she was trying to sit down on it, causing injuries to her neck and back. Prior treatment records show she was seen at virtual emergency room on 9-25-18, complaining of neck and back pain after a fall that occurred 2 weeks ago. Period. She expressed her symptoms are worsened when she goes to work because the chairs at her workplace are uncomfortable. Period. She denied any numbness or weakness. Period. She did undergo cervical spine x-rays to be inserted here. Period. She was evaluated, treated, and released. With the diagnosis of cervical paraspinal muscle spasm. Period. On 10-1-18, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr. Period. He noted the mechanism of injury and her emergency room visit. Period. On this occasion, she complained of neck and back pain as well as numbness in her left arm and both legs. Period. She denied any loss of bowel or bladder symptoms. Period. She admitted to a work accident in 2006 when someone threw urine on her. Period. She had to undergo psychotherapy for this. Period. He rendered an assessment of contusion and sprain of the cervical and lumbar spines. Period. He advised she continue taking Flexeril at bedtime and Motrin during the day. Period. He also cleared her to return to work with limitations and ordered a course of physical therapy. Period. She participated in physical therapy but remained symptomatic. Period. On 10-23-18, Dr. Barr added a diagnosis of, quote, abnormal illness behavior, period, end quote. He explained her subjective complaints far outweigh any objective findings. Period. She has significant signs of symptom magnification. Period. He was going to send her for an MRI of the cervical and lumbar spine because of her ongoing complaints. Period. In the paragraph, she had these done on 11-2-18 to be inserted here. Period. On 11-13-18, Dr. Barr reviewed these results with her. Period. He then sent her to a pain specialist to try a cervical facet block. Period. New paragraph, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser beginning 1-4-19. Period. He then administered a lumbar epidural injection on 1-14-19. Period. On 1-16-19, she presented herself to the emergency room again for headache, nausea, and vomiting that started on Monday evening. Period. She explained she had an epidural for chronic low back pain earlier that day. Period. She denied any neck stiffness or rash. Period. She underwent various laboratory studies and felt much better and was requesting discharge home. Period. you did not want a spinal tap, to assess for meningitis. Period. On 2/4/19, Dr. Pulser administered facet injections to the lumbar spine. Period. He administered a cervical epidural injection on 3/11/19. Period. On 4/1/19, he performed medial nerve branch blocks in the cervical spine. Period. She underwent a renal ultrasound on 11/13/19. At the referral of family physician Dr. Style, S-T-Y-L-E, to be inserted here. Period. She continued to be seen by Dr. Barr through 7/25/19. Period. On the previous visit of 5/7/19, he deemed she had plateaued and no further treatment was indicated. Period. He again stated subjective complaints and non-physiologic findings were present. Period. He said she could always consider a second opinion. Period. In the visit of 7/25/19, he had the report of Dr. Gleimer, G-L-E-I-M-E-R, from 6/25/19. Period. He recommended a fusion at C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6 for myelopathy. Period. Dr. Barr, however, did not see cervical myelopathy when he evaluated her. Period. She had multi-level disc issues in her cervical spine. Period. There were multiple non-physiologic findings on exam, and she had multiple complaints with no objective findings to correlate with them. Period. He suggested she go on her own for a second opinion, and this was because generally she was not happy with his recommendations. Period. He did not feel there was anything from his end that she needed done. Period. He did not think she was in need of surgical interventions. Explaining patients with abnormal illness behavior and non-physiologic findings typically have poor outcomes with surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. She saw Dr. Pulser through 4/17/19. Period. On 4/13/20, Dr. Vaccaro, V-A-C-C-A-R-O, performed a spine surgical evaluation. Period. He wrote she had a congenital deformity at C2-3, parentheses, Klippel, K-L-I-P-P-E-L, file, F-E-I-L deformity, close parentheses, that was not related to the trauma she occurred that she sustained at work. Period. Her cervical stenosis was also not related to the trauma. Period. Her fall is related to a worsening of her symptomatology, and therefore the fall exacerbated her pre-existing cervical stenosis. Period. Therefore, this can be considered a material aggravation of her pre-existing cervical stenosis. Period. This unfortunately had not improved, and she was a candidate for surgical intervention. Period. He also noted records from our primary care physician dated 2/15/18 noted a history of cervical symptomatology. Period. She had been followed by her primary care physician through 11/15/19. Period. The records in follow-up make no reference to cervical spine symptomatology. Period. To put this in bold, it is, however, interesting that she had cervical spine symptoms in early 2018, well before the subject event. Period. She continued to see Dr. Vaccaro on 6/26/20. Period. He recommended updated MRIs of the cervical and lumbar spine. Period. On 7/21/20, he reviewed these results and put this in bold. They will be inserted here as marked. Diagnostic assessments were anterior spinal artery compression syndrome of the cervical region, as well as cervical myelopathy. Period. they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 8/31/20, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with him post-operatively through 3/19/21. Period. She was going to do therapy for her neck and her lower extremities and continue with range of motion, flexibility, and strengthening. Period. In terms of the lumbar MRI from 7/14/20 that revealed modeling, M-O-T-T-L-I-N-G, of bone marrow, they recommended densitometry. Period. He asked her to see her medical doctor for a full checkup and to get a DEXA scan if she had not had one, as well as to have the MRI reviewed. Period. She had no evidence of motor deficit on today's examination. Period. At the visit of 1/18/21, he was not seeing specific pathology within the shoulders. Hyphen, certainly nothing that he would be able to tie to the work-related trauma in September 2020. Period. Therefore, Dr. Harwood, H-A-R-W-O-O-D, recommended that she continue under the care and work restrictions imposed by Dr. Vaccaro. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Ms. Williams was seen by a gastroenterologist named Dr. Liakos, L-I-A-K-O-S, on 12/9/15 for colorectal screening. Period. She had an abdominal ultrasound on 3/5/16 to be inserted. Period. On 9/22/16, she was seen at Kennedy Emergency Room with allergic contact dermatitis to cosmetics. Period. In paragraph on 5/4/18, she was also seen at Kennedy Emergency Room. Period. She complained of left-sided flank pain. Period. She underwent a CAT scan of the lumbar spine, as well as abdomen and pelvis, both of which will be inserted here. Period. She was diagnosed with low back left flank pain, as well as liver lesion, for which she was treated and released. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper right shoulder abduction was to 160 degrees with flexion to 145 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full with no crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Extremities lower, deep tendon reflexes were 3 plus at the right patella and 2 plus on the left. Period. Achilles reflexes were 2 plus bilaterally. Period. The rest of that section is normal, spine cervical. There was a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consistent with her surgery. Period. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period. Extension was mildly limited to 50 degrees, rotation right 60 degrees and left to 55 degrees. With right side bending to 25 degrees and left to 20 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluently and declined attempting to perform a squatting maneuver. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 45 degrees and extended to 10 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. Period. She was tender at the iliac crest bilaterally. Period. The rest of that area of tenderness, section on tenderness is normal. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 9/12/18, Tracy Williams reportedly slipped as she scratched out a chair that she was about to sit on, slipped out from under her, causing her to fall on her back. Period. She did not seek treatment for this until presenting to the emergency room on 9/25/18. Pearcey did have cervical spine x-rays that showed no acute abnormalities. Pearcey was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr beginning 10-1-18. Period. He initiated her in conservative treatment. Period. He noted her symptoms were disproportionate to the objective findings. Period. She underwent MRIs of the cervical and lumbar spine 11-2-18 and bold disc to be inserted here. Period. In the paragraph, she also came under the pain management care of Dr. Pulser, who administered various injections. Period. She was then seen by Dr. Glimmer, who thought she had cervical myelopathy and recommended surgery. Period. However, this was not apparent to Dr. Barr during his course of treatment. Period. The petitioner was then seen by Dr. Vaccaro. Period. On 8-31-20, he performed cervical spine surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with him postoperatively, as well as his colleagues, through 3-19-21. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Ms. Williams found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. She had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in the upper extremities. Period. Was variable with decreased range of motion about the lumbar spine. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, facet arthropathy, or spinal stenosis. Period. She did have an increased right patellar reflex that can be associated with cervical myelopathy even after surgery is done to treat it. Period. New paragraph. I would offer 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. Some of this will be apportioned to pre-existing degenerative abnormalities. Period. There is no more than 5% permanent partial total disability of the lumbar spine. Period. This is entirely attributable to pre-existing degenerative abnormalities that were not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event when she fell from a very low height. Period. End.